Jesus spoke Aramaic. In this book, we will examine the question of whether Jesus spoke Aramaic. We will establish beyond reasonable doubt that Aramaic, rather than Hebrew or Greek, was the language that Jesus and those around him normally spoke. In other words, Aramaic was the everyday spoken language that Jesus and the disciples would have used when preaching, healing, and speaking to ordinary people in the land of Israel in the 1st century AD. For whatever reason, this subject seems to be very divisive, with people having very strong opinions on the subject. For those who already believe that Jesus spoke Aramaic, you will find the evidence presented to be so clear and so conclusive that you will wonder why anyone would believe differently. However, for those who may be coming to this book with a different view, we urge you to patiently read through the chapters one by one. If you believe differently, such as that Jesus spoke Greek, you will find yourself staring upwards at an enormous mountain of evidence, a mountain which you will not be able to climb. I myself learned Greek and studied New Testament Greek grammar for years, firmly believing that Jesus spoke Greek. By the end of the book, you may find yourself at the point where I once was many years ago, about to make a paradigm shift, to shift from believing one view to believing the opposite view. Those paradigm shifts are difficult, but once you make them, you will move to a much greater understanding of the Word of God. Let us summarise what we will cover in this book. If at the mouth of two or three witnesses the facts of a case can be established under the law of Moses, in this book we will look at five independent lines of evidence that demonstrate beyond reasonable doubt that Jesus spoke Aramaic. We will find by looking at encyclopedias that Jesus spoke Aramaic is entirely a mainstream consensus. Similarly, we will see that Josephus, the classic historian of Jesus' day, also says that Aramaic was the normal spoken language of the time. History and archaeology also agree with that view. Even the New Testament itself confirms this view. The conclusion must be that Jesus spoke Aramaic. But affirming the positive is not enough. We must also reject the negative. And so we examine the other views, that Jesus normally spoke Hebrew, and the view that Jesus spoke Greek. You may be startled to read the chapter on whether Jesus spoke Greek. But then we conclude by asking why it matters. We will find that not only does it matter, but it is highly pivotal to an understanding of the New Testament. If Jesus spoke Aramaic, then it is to Aramaic that we must look if we want to truly understand the culture and background of the New Testament. Instead, many seek to understand the New Testament in anything other than an Aramaic culture, by studying classic Latin and Greek philosophical ideas, or by imposing modern humanistic and other views, and by reading translations instead. Finally, we will see that an Aramaic revolution is coming. It can't be stopped. We will explain why and show you that Bible believers everywhere should encourage it and embrace it rather than denying it. And remember, if you want to know more about these fascinating subjects, be sure to visit my main website, JesusSpokeAramaic.com, to find out more.